I know this is not a blog or a vlog or YouTube or something of that nature, but I just had my second astral projection experience. And I know, you know, a lot of people who follow me, they have, like, you know, a lot of spiritual experiences that lead them to want to know more about it, want to have knowledge on what they actually experienced. And so I guess I'll just share my experience so that maybe it'll help somebody else. But first and foremost, man, let's thank the creator for being in this space. It's not like a official episode. I'm actually doing this, or chapter rather. I'm actually doing this at like 4 in the morning. So I'm gonna do this and I'm going back to sleep. That's a fact. So I'm all right, the first time, let's start with the first time. The first time I was actually trying to do it. Like, I was watching all these astral projection videos on YouTube, and I was super interested in it. It's not like I didn't know about astral projection. I just didn't know how people was, like, consciously doing it. So I was looking at a bunch of methods that people was doing, and I was like, all right, the binaural beats one sounds super dope and super easy, even though it's like kind of like a synthetic way to do it. I was like, I just want to have the experience, and then I figure out how to do it like organically, analog way, you know, later on down the line when I get the feel of it. So I think I spent like 3 nights, maybe 2 or 3 nights trying to do it, and then I found the right binaural beats. It's kind of crazy because I didn't, if you don't know what binaural beats is, it's like, you put on your headphones, you got to listen to them in headphones or it won't sound right or you won't get the full effect. But in your left ear is going to be the, like one beat, and then your right ear is going to be another beat. And I still don't exactly get the science behind how that makes you astral project, but it sure does, because that's what happened to me. So, like, on the second or third night, I found the right binaural beats that I didn't save. And now I could have recommended that. Like, I don't know. I'll probably find it again. It was like the third one in the search. Like, it was like top 5 in the search. So, if you just search binaural beats, let's do it for like 5 days, you're guaranteed to find this one, right? If the algorithm is the same. But anyway. So I started doing it. I started listening. My headphones was super loud. I had these Bose headphones that was like, you know, super isolated, like, and super clear. Like, if you know anything about Bose, the brand, is like really high end audio. So it was super clear. I was super relaxed. I was just laying on my back. And I started falling asleep, or so I thought. It's like I was going to sleep, but I wasn't. I mean, that's what I was trying to do, but I was being successful at it, and it was surprising. So I started, like, coming out of my own body. Like, I started raising up. It kind of reminded me of, like, even though it was a first-person thing, kind of reminded me of like on movies when people die and you see the other them, you know, their spiritual self, or how they see a spiritual self, I guess, or how they would see it, rises like out of their body. That's exactly how it happened. That's literally exactly how it happened. So I'm watching that. I mean, I'm experiencing that. I actually do see flashes of my whole body, but that's just because I'm painting that image in my mind as I'm moving up. Because I'm thinking, all right, what this has got to look like this. But that's not actually what was happening. What was happening is I was moving towards the ceiling. Like, my focus was, of course, as I'm laying on my back. But it's like I was so stiff in my astral body, just like I was in my physical body. Like, just the way I was laying is the way I came out. And then I'm going towards the ceiling. And I always remember they said, if you're astral projection, projecting, no matter what. Every single person that said it was astral projecting or good at it, great at it, said that it was a rope that's always going to be tied to your body. Most of them described it as silver or shiny gray or something like that. So I look for that. I think I see it. I don't know if I saw it for real, but I pictured it in my mind. And as soon as that happened, I realized it was super real. And as soon as that feeling came over me of, I'm not going to say fear, but like, oh shit, this is actually happening. Like shock, surprise. As soon as that happened, I went right back. Came right back into my body. It happened so fast. It was just like that. I don't even think it was slow and gradual. It might have been, but it was definitely faster than I came out, for sure. As I came out, I was coming out slow as shit, like the movie. I don't know if you ever saw that Richard Linklater film. Oh man, this is my favorite film. 3, 2, 1, Waking Life. You ever seen Waking Life? How the little boy, if you haven't seen Waking Life, just watch Waking Life, by the way. Or any Richard Linklater film, but definitely Waking Life, right? But he was floating towards the sky in a, like, super slow way. Like, it was really that speed. Like, it was super slow. And it's funny because in that movie, this person is trying to wake up and they don't wake up. So it's like, they think they dreaming. Well, I don't want to give it away, but I guess they are dreaming. Don't let me. Anyway, so my second experience just now, I'm sitting here. I'm not really even trying to. I'm really just going back to sleep because I got to go to the DMV in the morning. I just bought a car. So I had to let it sit all weekend because the DMV wasn't open. No plates or nothing. Just sitting there. So I definitely want to get this done ASAP. So I wake up 2 a.m. and I'm like, all right, this is a good way to capture this too. Cause I was thinking, damn, I'm so sleepy. I don't want to, not record the experience somehow. So I was like, I'm gonna make a, post on Facebook. And I was like, you know what? Let's just take it to the manifest. Cause this is in the spiritual realm. You know what I mean? So this is just really me recording my experience, but why not share it? So I'm sitting here. I'm like, okay, if I go to sleep at 4, I woke up at 2. If I go to sleep at 4, I wanted to be, you know how it is with COVID, or I don't even want to say that word. You know how it is with what's going on right now. They want people 6 feet apart and all that other shit. So imagine that on steroids. That's going to be the DMV. Like, imagine if, like, it's 300,000 people, because there's always 300,000 people at the DMV, but everybody is 6 feet apart. Once I see the line, I'm not even going to want to still go to the DMV. I'm going to be like, fuck it. I ride around with no tags. Fuck it. So I want to be the first one there. So I'm like, okay, if I go to sleep at 4, because I woke up at 2, if I go to sleep at 4, then I can get up like 6:30, be there like 7:15. They open at 8. And, you know, I'd be one of the first ones in there. You know, hopefully, you know, people probably camping out right there, right now. But so I'm just thinking about going back to sleep. Boom. I was watching some reaction videos on YouTube and something. So I lay down and, I wake up. You know what I mean? Or I think I wake up. Now I woke up, right? This is the weirdest shit. This all happened within like 3 seconds. I'm being totally honest. I'm never filtered on this, but I'm super unfiltered right now. This is how it seems to me. And I'm the only one who experienced it. So this is how it was. It was like, I thought I woke up. Then I realized that I was awake, but not in my body. And then I thought I was dead. I'll be totally honest with you. I thought I had passed on. The first thing that came to my mind was like, damn, what did I pass from? Like, I was just sitting there. Maybe it was one of those, you stop breathing in your sleep joints or something. This is what's in my mind. I'm like, man, maybe I'm just thinking about how I passed. Mind you, I'm still doing that coming out of my body thing. So I'm not even realizing this astral projection yet. I'm just like, I'm done. You know what I mean? So I was listening to, I was listening to somebody. And they were saying, all this stuff be popping in my head every time I astral project. So I remember what they were saying. They were saying how to move in your astral body. Just move like you're in your regular body. But it's way easier. It's only going to be harder when you first jump into it. Like when you watch the movie Avatar and people jump into their avatar and they got to like work out the kinks. But then they get it soon after and they're good, right? So, and also if you haven't watched Avatar, watch Avatar. So I'm doing that thing and I remember. And so I'm like, okay, let's just play with this. Because now I realize I'm in it. But I'm not scared at all. I don't have no surprise shock feeling about this shit. I realize what's going on and I'm like immediately excited. This is cool. I'm like, I'm about to play around with this shit. So I'm like, okay, I'm going out the window. So I try to just close my eyes and go out the window. This shit didn't work at all. I was in the same exact spot. I don't know why I thought I could close my eyes and just go, but that shit didn't work at all. So I'm still sitting there in the same spot. So I'm like, okay, I guess I have to, physically move like I do like any other time or any other way. So I'm like, all right. So I start like, playing with my body a little bit more. And so I try to just get up like you regularly get up. Like I might be skipping a part. I am skipping a part. Before that, I was fucking with my feet. I was just like moving my feet and my legs and shit like that. And it's like, I could see my astral body and my body. Like, I could see my body not moving. And I could see my astral body, like, doing what I was commanding it to. So, then I tried to stand up. And I tried to stand up. 1 second, my daughter's calling me. Yeah, so now, before I even say that, like I did that go to the ceiling thing, but I was way higher this time, right? So I actually came back down a little bit to now stand up. So I tried to stand up. I did stand up. I stood up because like at first I was picturing what it'd be like to stand up. So I pictured me standing up and then I actually did stand up. And then I fell. I don't know how I fell my astral body. I just fell back on the couch and then got back in the same position of just laying flat down again. So then I'm like, okay, let's really figure this out. So I start doing the foot thing again. And as I start like moving my foot, because my foot is on, I was laying on the couch and the couch is like pushed up against the wall. So my foot is on the wall, like the way I had a computer, it was shining a shadow. It was casting a shadow on the wall from my foot. My foot wasn't that far away from the wall, but anyway. So I start seeing three things. I see my foot, the shadow of my foot, my physical foot, and then my astral foot. Right, so I'm moving the astral foot back and forth. Nothing else is moving. But then I see the shadow start moving like my astral foot is moving. And then eventually I realize my astral foot is slowing down. And I go and then my physical foot is now moving. It's not really moving. It's the weirdest part. It's not really moving. It's just moving in my mind. Because now I'm realizing, okay, I'm back in my physical body. So I'm back in my physical body. And like, I mean, it just slowly fizzled out or faded out. Like, if you ever done any video editing, if you ever just faded a video out, like, picture like the longest fade. It's like I faded all the way from my astral body to my physical body. And then once I fully jumped in, I was like, yeah, that was the experience. I was like, yeah, that was the full experience. I was like, I'm back. I was like, that's crazy. And it was dope because I really wasn't expecting it at all. I was really just trying to get to the DMV, honestly. Just trying to go back to sleep. Because usually when I wake up in the middle of the night, if I wake up anytime, I just start working. I just start working on things. Like, I start working on whatever I had to do at that time. I just like to get up and work. Because I like my day to be over by 12, right? But, 12 noon. But, today I was like, nah, I got to get to the DMV. So I was just going back to sleep. So I wasn't expecting this. It was a really pleasant surprise. You know what I mean? And I did have a thought about, man, was it a dream? But then I realized and pictured everything I was doing. I was like, nah. Because even if it was a dream, it would have had to have been lucid. And then also, I wouldn't have woke up like that. Like, I wouldn't have came back into my body that way. I would have just woke up and then realized I was dreaming. I was up the whole time. It was like I went from up to up. Went from up in my astral body to just up in my physical body. So, yeah, those are the two bodies that house my spirit that I'm aware of. I experience more of one a day. I'm experiencing the other one right now. I'm about to take the other one and recharge it. So, yeah, that was it. That's my experience, man. I'm the God Gioli. Just sharing something with y'all. I feel like, you know, y'all super family at this point. So we're not even going to name this. We're not even going to put a number on this. I really just probably naming my astral projection experience, and that'd be that. So, yeah, man. Love. Hey, if you got any experiences of that nature, just you can share them. Just give me feedback, man. If you see let's say go to @gholi.tv or go to gholi.fans, facebook.com/gholi.fans, or just search g-holi on Facebook. Yeah, that's it. I hope that definitely, well, I'm definitely having more experiences like this, but I hope everybody can actually experience this, because you'll realize a few things about yourself and the nature of yourself that sometimes, man, honestly, you can't really figure out it with your logical mind. You got to experience it. It's like, you know, when people take mushrooms or things of that nature and they experience ego death, meaning they have no sense of self and they like can't describe the experience. Some things you just got to live. So I hope that really everybody within the sound of my voice and also in the world just had these type of experiences so they can realize the spiritual nature of their experience and kind of take it more out of the material and have them living, you know, spiritual life, a more esoteric life. So that's my whole thing. That's my whole goal and purpose. So, yeah, I'm out of here. 3 times.